Yesterday was a really big day, if you will, for the Florida citrus industry in Washington, D.C. Senator Bill Nelson was able to introduce and was successful in passing a new piece of legislation, the Citrus Research Trust Fund. It's a national trust fund that can be used to fund future research in support of invasive pests and diseases. Now, what's really significant was it did get approval and it moved through the Senate Finance Committee, which is a tremendous first step, but much more work to be done. Of course, now the legislation, which is unique to citrus, but will help all citrus in the United States, Florida, California, and Texas, that language has to be ultimately approved by the full Senate and then, of course, reconciled and also supported by the House of Representatives. If all the stars line up correctly, maybe late this calendar year, we could see that legislation going forward to the president for his signature.
My understanding is this would take a third of the tariffs on imported citrus products for the next 5 years, up to $30 million a year maximum for citrus research and development. Am I correct?
Absolutely, you're right on the button. And the only thing I would add, it also is will be directed. Those research funds will be directed by stakeholders. It won't go into a black hole, if you will, and run from the by the traditional governmental agencies. So you'll have citrus stakeholders from Florida, California, and Texas acting as a board of directors on how those funds are allocated.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.